Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Knox has T-ball. He's on the Yankees, which is fine. But my wife said, I'm going to buy a Yankees hat. I'm like, no, I don't want a Yankees hat.
Dads in sports have gotten their sons traded before.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Buy an upside-down Yankees hat. You have a Yankees hat, but you're not fully supporting it because this is all upside-down and I got
to... It's not a great one.
This is the move. This is how he gets an upside-down hat.
Look,
upside-down Yankees.
Turn it upside-down. Isn't it the same?
I think you should get an upside-down Yankee hat.
When's your
birthday again?
Nah, I don't have one. I don't have a birthday.
You could just do like the upside-down New York. It's not even... That's not really Yankees then, though, is it?
Just give me $30 instead.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I'm looking at that upside down Yankee hat.
It doesn't look that different. Get it.
What
do you mean it doesn't look different?
You know what actually
it's upside down.
Yeah, but it doesn't look that different. You know what it actually looks like?
Hmm.
This is kind of weird in a very, very specific reference.
Mm-hmm.
You know that famous bridge in Boston? The white bridge that looks like a wishbone.
Yeah.
It looks like an N and the wishbone bridge. Whatever that's called. I'm sorry, I don't know what that bridge is called. It's probably never been referred to as the wishbone bridge.
It's the Bunker Hill Memorial Bridge.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Look at this upside down Yankee logo. It looks like an N and that bridge. The Bunker Hill Bridge.
I can see it.
Which means that New York and Boston are so opposite that they accidentally 100 years ago. Put a bridge upside down because they could see the future.
Right? So if you had a hat with the bridge, you're saying it would basically look like an upside down Yankees hat.
Yeah.
Be the same thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you know I actually own a Yankees hat now?
Wow.
I do own a Yankees hat.
How come?
Because it just looked good. That was it. The colors were nice, and I knew that it would make my one friend who's a Yankees fan extremely upset.
If you got it?
If I wore it in front of him. So that's like 99% of the time I've worn it was in front of him.
The colors were good. So it's an off-color,
it's like
different.
It's like a khaki hat with the logo is black, all black. I don't wear it often, but I do own one. If I wanted to wear a Yankees hat tomorrow, I could.
Why would you do that?
I'm not going to. Right. But I have it.
Right. Yep.
Therefore, I think you're in the clear.
Well, I'm not going to.
He's not playing for the Yankees anymore, is he?
I think he still will next year, but the season is over. So, yeah, I don't have to really worry about it anymore.
Gotcha.
Not much of a concern, not having to support the Yankees. But we did for a while there. We're getting into soccer now, and I found out that the teams in soccer, when he gets to a point when my kids get to play on teams instead of just, you know, these development programs, the names are much more cool and random than just picking up. Not that it's bad to pick up baseball team names like Brewers and Yankees. Those are cool, too.
They don't pick up, like, the Premier League team names?
No. There's no, like, Real Sociedad out there at, you know, Delaware Park Soccer. No. At least I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
You know. Anyway, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Happy Wednesday. Beautiful day on the way today again. It's beautiful every day.
Yeah.
We got Bills and Dolphins tomorrow. You know what I found right out of the gate? Right here.
What's that?
The stories on the Dolphins. It'll be fun to dig into the Dolphins for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Football Talk has two pieces up. The top two stories at ProFootballTalk.com are Dolphin stories. And
okay. The
first is Tua Tagovailoa. Quote, I can't do half of what Josh Allen does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. We can get to more of that story if you want. And the other story is, for various Dolphins players, Mike McDaniel's job status was a press conference topic. That, so, like, they were asked a lot about
the coach. Job status.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've got quotes from player after player, from Patrick Paul to Jaylen Waddle to just Chop Robinson, about their belief in him and how things get. So, you know, for those of you scoring at home, it's week three. It's Wednesday of week three.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins' top stories are the quarterback saying, I can't do what that guy does, and the entire team having to answer questions about, like, this guy's going to get fired? Tough times.
I mean, it beats, I guess, all the Tyreek Hill stuff that they've had to deal with in the recent weeks. Like,
true.
Whether it's, you know, him not getting named a captain, and whether he's a locker room cancer, and then he's got more domestic violence allegations against him, which is a yearly occurrence with him. This is, I guess, bad too. It just indicates, I think, that the coach is nearing the end.
Yeah.
Whether that end, though, is Friday or the end of the season, I'm not sure, but I think it's one of the two.
Yeah, or it's November.
It's November at some point during the year. Like, it's going to end.
Yeah.
It's all going to end. And I'll wonder how people will look back on this time for the Dolphins, because they did go all in. Like, they really were aggressive in challenging the Bills, and they almost got it home. They had a 3-game lead against, I mean, the worst version of the Bills we've seen.
I mean, probably not. Maybe the worst version, I guess. They lost some games. They were kind of stupid with the football, silly with the football.
Yep.
Turned it over a bunch. They were still...
It was the most constipated they've ever looked on offense.
That's right.
That's
also the team that lost to the Chiefs here at home because of injuries. Like, if they had...
That's right.
If they had won that game, we might have said, like, that's the best Bills we've ever seen.
But for them to rally and win that division, like, Miami's going to look back on that and be like, that's the closest we got.
Well,
and I also wonder, like, how McDaniel will look back on, like, you decided to hitch your wagon to this quarterback.
Well, did he decide that, or did the GM decide that, or did he take a job he thought he could do well with, which, at the end of the day, I feel like there's a good conversation we had here. Let's remove ourselves from the Bills here. Or actually, you can kind of include the Bills here.
Mm-hmm. Because that's who they're trying to topple.
That's the standard. Yeah,
we're trying to topple.
And Rasul Douglas, I saw a quote from him. We'll play it later today. He was asked, he's like, you were in Buffalo last year. Like, why are they so good? What do they do?
Mm-hmm.
And as he starts to talk, I'm half expecting him to say, I mean, they've got Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But he said a lot more than that. He said, basically, everybody does it the right way. They do it the right way, and everybody up there in Buffalo is in line and does what they're supposed to do, and everybody does it the same way, the right way. You know, he would know. He was here for two seasons, and now he's in Miami, which doesn't mean everybody there does it the wrong way, but that collectively they're not doing it the right way.
Right.
How much of that is just Josh Allen? Some of it might be. And, you know, we in the last couple of years, we've got to a spot where quarterbacks that have been left for dead can get to a better spot and show, actually, you can do this, right? The list is Jared Goff, left for dead by his team, running a top offense in the NFL. Geno Smith, bust to, actually, he's pretty good. He's okay, you know, last week notwithstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold, left for dead, actually, that can be okay. You can get a quarterback into a better spot, and we'll say, all right, well, yeah, you had a coach that was terrible. Maybe Caleb Williams gets to this status as well because of Matt Eberflus. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May, maybe he does a lot better with Josh McDaniels as his OC than he does with, who did he have last year? Alex Van Pelt with Jerod Mayo.
Yeah.
And Mac Jones. Mac Jones might have a career resurgence because he's not with a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, if he gets with Shanahan.
If he gets with Shanahan for a month and a half, we might see Mac Jones look really good.
Yeah.
So if we can do that with quarterback, we can certainly do that with coach, and we can certainly do that. I'm not looking for a full-throated defense here of McDaniel, but the greatest coach of all time, we've spent the last year saying, you know,
maybe not that great.
Maybe the coach is a little overrated here. He might be really good.
Yeah.
But the story is, it was probably that other guy over there that did most of the heavy lifting for them.
Right.
And for McDaniel, you know, he took a job. He got to a passing title. Passed for the most yards. It doesn't mean you're the best passer, but it means you can throw it all over the field. And for a guy that is limited and openly admits he can't do half the stuff that guy can do, you've got a head coach that designed an imperfect offense that does have its troubles, that has never had a good defense, that has a GM on the job for 10 years. The GM has never succeeded with anybody else. No. Worth pointing out.
No playoff wins.
Right. This guy got him to the playoffs. So I'm not here, like I said, to cry for Mike McDaniel if he gets fired. But yesterday, talking about it on the Bill Squad show with Joe Marino, we kind of went back and forth on, will he get another offense to run? Will he get another team? And yeah. I think the answer to that question is yes. I think he'll get another offense to run.
Remember, this was like the first real, like, you were running the whole show because he was under Shanahan in San Francisco.
Running backs coach?
He was the offensive coordinator for 1 year, but okay. He's not calling plays, right? Kyle Shanahan's calling plays.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like your show, you're running the whole thing. I guess, right, like for me it might be who decided you're hitching your wagon to the quarterback in the first place? Because if it wasn't McDaniel, then I think the GM's got to go regardless, whether that was his call or not. Like you've done that way too long with that guy if you're Miami. But man, when he showed up and he's talking about like, no, this guy can do it all, and you know the video that he had on the airplane, and like you bought in.
Well,
you bought into this quarterback, and now you're seeing why I think you wouldn't want to do that. It's you built him a great offense that worked, and he led the league in passing, but what Josh Allen can do, what Lamar Jackson can do, that some other quarterbacks can do to a lesser degree, Justin Herbert maybe is an example of this with the Chargers, is, oh, you know, he doesn't have the greatest line. No, he doesn't have the greatest wide receivers. He doesn't have the greatest running game. But that guy is so good that you're still going to be reasonably good on that side of the ball. And this quarterback, I think, is showing you, if your offensive line isn't very good, he's going to get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
If the guys aren't getting open immediately, he's going to get destroyed. He turns the ball over whenever he's trying to extend plays. Like, I think McDaniel's the one I'd want to see with a different quarterback more than
Tua.
Let me see if Tua with a better coordinator. Oh. I don't think he's the next Baker Mayfield where he goes to a better situation.
There's another name, right? Baker out, and turns out actually he's good.
Right. I think Tua's already had his better situation.
Yeah, I agree. So I think of the two, the more redeemable piece, and again, maybe he's just not cut out to be a head coach. They had mistakes procedurally. It's a big story in Miami.
The locker room.
They're not getting plays in on time. And maybe it's just too much for him. He's got a complicated offense, and he's got to run that. We'll see if he gets control of another offense. Tua, though, it's funny. Like when he took the job, this is year four for him, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
For McDaniel or Tua?
For McDaniel.
For McDaniel, yeah.
The year before Tua gets there, he taps out at 16 touchdowns, 10 picks, and 35, and
that's the year he gets benched twice.
2,600 yards, 13 games. It's like not much going on. And the step forward for Tua, like I still think that Mike McDaniel's tenure in Miami should be marked by he took an imperfect product and made it closer to good.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's what I'd be looking for. Oh, you didn't make it work with Tua. Who would? Would Andy Reid? Do we really think Andy Reid would get Tua to the Super Bowl?
No, I think it would probably look a little better. A couple years ago, it would look as good as it did then.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have some other answer for what they're doing now. Like, because all they're doing is just throwing the ball to the running back.
Right. Would Nick Sirianni have Tua in the Super Bowl?
No.
I don't think so. No, would Sean McDermott have Tua in the Super Bowl? I don't think so.
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, McVay, Shanahan, maybe Shanahan would. Shanahan gets everybody there. He got Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo to
the
Super Bowl.
You know, the least healthy quarterback in the league going to the least healthy place in the league, maybe it wouldn't work.
That's
but,
right. That's right.
But the point is right about Shanahan, I think.
Yeah. So
O'Connell, you know.
Kevin O'Connell. And that's where Mike McDaniels comes from. He's the McVay-Shanahan kind of tree.
Mm-hmm.
The story from Jordan Rodriguez in The Athletic, the podcast, it was all about the five guys, right? It was LaFleur, Kevin O'Connell, Shanahan, Mike McDaniel, and is there one other guy? There's one other guy that I'm not remembering right now. Somebody will know.
There's another guy who's like not a head coach. Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor
is from that tree as well. That tree became the new Belichick tree, and that tree has produced a lot of pretty good fruit. Like, these guys are good. Whether or not they're going to win the Super Bowl, if Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota,
LaFleur, I think is the other one.
Okay, LaFleur. If I didn't mention him, Kevin O'Connell, if he flames out with J.J. McCarthy, like, should he get fired? I think he'd be nuts.
Yeah.
I think he's a good coach, and when you get somebody good and they're trying to lift somebody up, if it doesn't work, you keep the person that's good and you get rid of the other guy, right? Like, that's what you want to do. And in Miami, I don't know. I don't think they're anywhere close to, let's keep McDaniel and get rid of Tua. No. I don't think that'll happen.
Well, because
it'll probably be a full house cleaning just because of the timeline of the GM.
Yeah.
10 years, too long. Too many mistakes, and they might just want to get into some sort of full-on rebuild. Again, they just win on Sunday, They win Thursday, and who knows if it's like a stay of execution. It waits another month or two.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like everything points to this is the direction Miami is ultimately going.
Well, because what's not helping McDaniel is not just, hey, you can't get the offense back to where it was a couple of years ago. It's also, he's getting the reputation right now of, oh, you can't control that thing over there.
Yeah.
And like, there are, like, the stories of players showing up super late to meetings and there being no consequences for it. And, you know, all the Tyreek Hill drama, I think, is a lot of that. Them having to ship out Jalen Ramsey because he's a problem in the locker room. Is there any team in the league right now that you think could use Jalen Ramsey more than the Miami Dolphins? He's out there the first couple weeks. He's making plays for the Steelers on every drive. And he got traded away from the worst secondary in football. Why? Because they probably couldn't trust him. And he was probably causing headaches for them.
Yep.
So they're like, we got to get this guy out of here. I don't know why they're not doing the same thing with Tyreek Hill. Maybe there's money reasons for that. But I think the problem for McDaniel isn't just that, you know, the quarterback's regressing, the offense is regressing. I think he looks like a guy that, you know, I wonder how many owners would look at him a second time and go, yeah, you could be a leader of men, like of a whole locker room like that, and have full control over the organization in the way that, like, that's one of the areas that Sean McDermott would credit, right? And I don't think McDaniel would get any of that.
Yeah, that's probably right. 803-0550 on this. Have someone in the chat, and maybe we could have a talk about this too. If someone in the chat wrote in, I'm nervous about this game. I'm nervous about the Dolphins pulling a win after everybody's saying they can't win at the end of they're an NFL team, have good players. I don't expect them to go out and do nothing. Sure, any given Sunday, as they say. If you're nervous about this game, you're just a nervous Nelly. Like, come on. 12.5-point favorites against an inferior team at home
that you always
on a short
beat.
Week.
That you always beat.
That you always beat. Could they lose? Yes. Should you be nervous about it? No. If they lose, be shocked. There's no reason to be nervous. Nervous is, I mean, I guess you can do what you want, right? Nervous for me is, I think they might lose this game. And I've had games where I don't think they're going to lose, and then they do. And, you know, fine, like, we deal with it after the fact. If you're nervous about this game, you can be nervous against the Saints? You should not. You can be nervous against the Browns? You should not.
Right.
You should not be nervous against some of these teams. You have arguably the best team in football, top three football team, a top two, top one quarterback.
It really is. Like, Chopin Bowling had Al Michaels on the show yesterday, and they asked him about this game, and that's basically what he says. Like, you know, I've been around a long time, and it's the NFL, and anything can happen.
Sure.
Like, if that is the defense for the game can be close, then it is right. It could happen. It's not college football, and you're not playing an FCS team, but I said this yesterday. I don't know where I would begin by going through what Miami does and saying, that could be a problem for the Bills. I don't know where I would look. Achan in the open field, but like they didn't let Breece Hall get in the open field last week. Why should I believe they're going to let Achan do it?
I saw Joe Shad tweet that. He covers the Dolphins. He pointed out the Dolphins are fourth in yards per carry, and the Bills are 32nd against the run in yards per carry. It's like, well, yeah.
They played Derrick Henry.
One team played Baltimore. That's going to hurt. And when the other teams start to play Baltimore, maybe we'll see that, although the Browns did hold them in check. Anyway, 803-0550, your vibe going into this one if you want. It's, of course, tomorrow night. It is Wednesday, September 17th. We're chatting about it with you. We'll talk with Alan Poupar, who covers the Dolphins at 7:30. Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast at 8. Your calls along the way. You know, the usual fun and frivolity that we have. I got to tell you about the dream I had.
The dream you had?
You ever had a dream you're on the Bills? I had a dream I was on the Bills.
Like, as a player?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had that dream, no.
I had a dream I was on the Bills in a game.
What position?
What do you think?
Quarterback?
No, come on.
Wide receiver.
Yeah. Yes. But you'll love it.
You're out there running routes, catching bullets from Josh Allen.
I'll tell you later. I woke up and I kind of laughed at what happened in the dream. Hmm. Jay in Cheektowaga. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good, Jay.
So you guys are talking about Mike McDaniel this morning. You know, he's in a crumb situation there in Miami. He's likely going to be out. We're probably going to end up losing Brady at the end of this season. You know, he's going to be a prime head coaching candidate for some of these openings throughout the league. Let's see what your guys' thoughts are about maybe us looking at McDaniel and bringing him in as an offensive coordinator, possibly moving forward.
Thanks, Jay. You're not the first person to bring this up to me.
I would
put a lot of candidates ahead of him as an idea, and I think he would almost be a non-starter. But the Bills have so far replaced the offensive coordinator under Josh Allen twice and done it from within. It was Dorsey getting elevated after Dable. It was Brady getting elevated after Dorsey. And Brady had come into the building. It wasn't they went outside to get Brady. It's like, let's bring Brady inside first, then he gets elevated. So whether that's somebody on the current staff for the Bills, and that could be Ronald Curry, who's the Bills' quarterbacks coach, right? Like, could he be the one? Sure. If not him, Davis Webb. I would say Davis Webb until he gets a different job. He is the quarterbacks coach in Denver. Mm-hmm. The Bills wanted him to stay on with their coaching staff, on their staff, but he wanted to play one more year and went to the Giants and got on their practice squad. Like, Davis Webb is with Denver right now, and if you want to give him a raise and give him a promotion, if Joe Brady leaves, then I think he is the prime candidate to get that job.
Because what I would ask is, with like Ronald Curry, for instance, he's never, to my knowledge, looking at his career, he's never called plays before. Would they be spooked to go back to a first-time play caller because of Dorsey? Joe Brady had experience calling plays.
That's right.
And so did Dable when they hired him. He wasn't internal, but it was only 1 year in, right?
I bet you
that was Alabama.
I bet you they'd make an exception for Davis Webb if the time comes.
Mm-hmm.
We should also discuss, and I'm sure over the course of the year we'll get to this, there has to be a job that Brady would want.
Right.
Like, there is a world where he's Ben Johnson, and he decides, not yet.
Right.
Not yet. Now's not the time. Now, if he wins a Super Bowl, maybe that's different. But if they come up just short again, which Detroit did, and ultimately Ben Johnson did leave, and he went to the Bears. But
right, like he might say to Miami, like, Tua's got under contract for $50 million next year, and this is all coming apart. Who's the GM?
They can get out from Tua after next year.
After next year.
Yeah, but Joe Brady could. I mean, listen, you want to talk about a guy that I think could work well with Tua, who's got a quick passing yards after catch passing game. I think Tua could probably run that offense that Joe Brady runs. He, of course, built an incredible offensive line and run game with the help of Brandon Bean, of course. Brandon Bean making the picks.
Yeah.
But whatever. Like he might not want to go home. That's the other thing. We always think about these coaches and athletes. Oh, you want to go home. Maybe not. Maybe if it doesn't work out, I don't want them to hate me there. I live there. That's where Joe Brady is from, right? Like, it might A, be a dream, or B, be no thanks.
I also feel like Miami might not go for a guy like that again. Young offensive play caller.
Yeah.
Teams kind of go back and forth. What do the other two teams in the division do? We're going with professional coaches that are going to like change the culture. I mean, honestly, cross this bridge when we get there. I feel like Miami might go after Bobby Babbage before they go after Joe Brady.
Interesting.
Come change the culture, you know, like, he's not quite drill sergeant, but he's intense.
He's a real guy. He's
intense.
Legacy in the league a little bit, of course. Yeah, interesting. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. What do you think about Miami here and their crossroads, kind of like what they should do? Are you the least bit nervous? And I'll listen to it if you are. I just think you're working hard. I think you're putting yourself through the meat grinder for no reason. This is, I mean, we at the risk of using the same joke we did during the Jets game, this is Alabama welcoming Valdosta State and you're nervous.
Poor Valdosta State. You're always throwing them in as that team.
I think I saw the Blazers are 2-1 this year, so I got to
really?
Be yeah.
What's their nickname?
The Blazers.
That is, you just said it. It's yeah. 625. Valdosta State.
Valdosta State Blazers. I'm pretty sure they're 2-1.
I'm sure I've never watched them play football in my life.
Yeah? You want to learn more about Blazer Nation?
Maybe. I don't, what state are we in?
Like
Minnesota?
They are ranked number 22 in the version of
in what?
FC whatever, FB.
Oh, FCS.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. I was going to say, they're not in the FBS poll, right? Okay.
Let me double check that I've got this, the FCS coaches poll. Are they 22 in the coaches poll or, you know? Cal Poly is going to Texas.
Yep.
I'm nervous. Right. Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It's, it's WGR, Jeremy and Joe. I want to find the poll. I want to find the right answer here for where they're ranked number 22. But anyway.
I didn't even know there were FCS polls. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I didn't find them in that one. What's below that?
Division 3?
Sure.
Are they Division 3?
I think they're Division 2.
Okay, I was going to say, if they were Division 3, I don't think they would ever be playing Alabama.
Yeah, Division 2.
Okay.
803-0550, our phone number. The Dolphins coming in. We'll get you some of the quotes they've got about their head coach and what's happening. They're seeking their first road win against the Bills since 2016. Translation, amazing. McDermott has never lost to them here.
Correct.
Has not happened. That's what they're looking for. Alan Poupard joins us at 7:30 to talk about it. Joe Marino at 8 o'clock here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.